Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Welcome in to another episode of Financial Flight Plan Podcast. I'm Ben George alongside Bree Reyes. Her and her dad, Tim Estes, are the investor coach and certified financial planners at Estes Financial Services, serving the Metroplex with their office in Fort Worth, and they're online at estesfinancial.net. They're also on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Bree, good to be back with you. How are you?
I am doing wonderfully. How are you doing?
Good. I'm very good. I'm looking forward to today's show because we're going to talk about the inside of a business and getting some thoughts on not only we talk about finance and you being an advisor a lot, but taking some time to talk about what it's like to be a business owner, because we don't really think that much about that aspect of the job because we think about your time being so involved in the money side and the investing side of stuff. But it'll be cool to talk to you about that today.
Oh, I'm excited too.
Cool. We'll have that. We'll also have a getting to know you question and a mailbag question from a listener all coming up on today's show. But first, Bree, what's been going on with you?
We have been spending a lot of time this summer while it's been hot by the pool. And I have created a very small swimming monster.
Uh-oh.
Nate has been in swimming lessons since he was 1 year old. And now that we're 2.5 almost? Yeah, I guess so. He is a little swimming monster. He wants to swim all the time, everywhere. No matter if his clothes are on or off, no matter if he's wearing a swimsuit or on or off, that child wants to be, he is a true water baby. And he can dive, and he can jump, and he can pull himself out, and he can, he doesn't always swim to the side when he should. Sometimes he swims back to me. But he's become this little sea monster, is what I'm calling him right
sea
now.
Sea monster, I like it.
Sea monster, yes. Because two weekends ago, I guess, he and I were running errands by ourselves. My husband was unfortunately not with us. He was doing something else. And there was a fountain. And next thing I know, Nate is dragging me toward the fountain because he wanted to go for a swim. Granted, it was hot enough that it probably wasn't terrible idea, but I'm going, honey, no, we don't swim in fountains. We don't swim in fountains. He just sees them as giant swimming pools that have been placed strategically for him. So yeah, no, we have been enjoying it, and I know that these days are short, and even or they feel long, but I know the time is very, very short that he's this size, but it has become a lot of fun. And it's really interesting to see him in his little swim class. He's the only boy with three girls. And how they all interact and work together, and they've become friends. We hang out after swim now too with these families. But yeah, he's definitely become my sea monster.
I wonder if with the Olympics coming up next year, I wonder how much of an interest he'll take in that if he sees it on TV. Do you think he'd catch on and really lock into it?
Oh, he will, because we were watching the Tour de France this year. I always watch the Tour. It's kind of my summer pleasure. My husband, not so much. He's not a sports guy. So until he got married to me, I don't think he knew that the tour existed. But then Nate was watching it with me, and then he wanted to go out and ride his tricycle around the backyard as fast as he could. So I think if he sees that swimming is an actual sport, not just something we do on Saturday mornings, yeah, I'm envisioning that I'm going to become a pool parent.
That would be awesome. Maybe we'll see Nate one day in the Olympics. How cool would that be?
It will be awesome. And if you come to the office and I smell vaguely like chlorine, it's because I have been to a swim practice earlier in the day.
Now you know why. Well, cool. Let's get into today's episode then. You speak of the office, and it's busy around there, I'm sure, for you guys right now. A lot of financial advice and helping your clients. But the topic for today's show is inside a business. And we wanted to change it up because a lot about your practice and what you guys do on a day-to-day basis on the financial side. But curious to find out more about you and Tim, your father, as business owners. So I wanted to ask you a few questions and just kind of get some thoughts and learn more about the business side of this today.
Well, this is really apropos because we have two businesses here, actually.
Okay.
We have Estes Financial Services, which is Dad's company. He's CEO and owner. And But we also have something that I've recently started up, and I think most of the clients know about it because we've been mentioning it, but it's called Smart Financial Divorce. And it's kind of an expansion of Estes Financial Services, but not really. It works with what we do. It dovetails very well, but it's not the same business. They're two different companies, two different tax ID numbers. And I actually own Smart Financial Divorce, so I'm setting up a new business. So I am a brand new, starting from scratch business owner. So this is awesome.
Yeah, this stuff is all fresh in your mind then.
Oh, yeah.
So first off, when you're putting together a business and you're building your business, hopefully you're adding new employees. So what qualities do you look for in an employee?
Well, Dad and I both have believe in testing when it comes to employees and personalities. And also, we have a small office and we like it that way. We enjoy, I've worked at the big major wirehouses with I had a regional manager and a branch manager and a regional director and all that jazz. I hate that. I don't like it. Middle management for me it was never something I enjoyed. So we keep a small office and we do testing before an employee is hired. We do a test called the Colby and we see if how their scores match our scores because we always want to make sure that anybody who works with us is going to be a good cultural fit and has different strengths than we do. Because it wouldn't work if we all had the same strengths around here. So we look for people with different strengths. There's another test, Strength Finders, we use that too. And then the biggest thing I look for is attention to detail. Our business is so... it's so easy to do things wrong in the financial services business or in divorce consulting that you need attention to detail and make sure all I's are dotted and all T's are crossed and everything is just perfectly done. So that's something we really, really pay a lot of attention to.
Do you enjoy interviewing people?
No.
No? I don't. I think I would be the same way. I don't think I would enjoy that part of the process.
I want to hire everybody.
Yeah.
I like people. I enjoy people too much. So no, I do not enjoy the interviewing process. But it's always good when we do get a good fit.
Right.
And we've had a lot of people have worked for, Dad has hired a lot of employees in the past. There've been a lot of different employees with Estes Financial. And so he's who I go to ask questions about this type of subject. And he's the one that taught me about the testing. And, some of them had great attention to detail. Others did not. And it's just what we want. But it's something we really, really look out for. And it's partially in Dad's military days. Dad's attention to detail level is impressive. Well, if you're not paying attention and you're flying a jet, you can end up in the water or the side of a building or something bad could happen.
Absolutely.
So he is kind of pounded that into my head. And it's something that we definitely need to have around here.
Okay. So this next question probably won't apply to Smart Financial Divorce necessarily, but how long has Estes Financial been in business?
How long has Estes Financial been in business? That's a really good question.
Or a rough estimate.
I know over 20 years.
Okay. Over 20 years.
The interesting thing about Estes Financial is one of the first office managers was me.
Oh, cool.
Child labor laws don't apply to your own children. I had a lovely roof over my head. I had 3 meals a day and I got to have a lot of fun. So, I have had every job you can have in this industry up to and including chief bottle washer. And no, I've done it all. And so I was one of the first employees. And
awesome.
It's been really interesting seeing the industry change because I've been in the industry, helping Dad since I was like 13. And then when I graduated college, we didn't work together. We didn't start. I didn't come to Estes Financial immediately. I went and I worked for a major wirehouse and I worked for them for about four years before I broke off and formed another RIA with partners from that I had met at that wirehouse, my branch manager and a couple other financial advisors, and I formed an RIA here in Fort Worth. And I've only recently come back home after in 2016, the beginning of 2016. So I've gotten to watch the business grow and change from outside and now being back in it. And the most noticeable difference I see is all the technology that we have nowadays. we've touched on a couple different podcasts, but there's so much more information out there now and so much more that the average investor can get to or the person looking to get a divorce can get to that they didn't used to get. You used to have to go to the experts, the financial advisor or the attorney, the family law attorney, to figure out how to do those things. And now, I mean, I remember, you know, the old days of the newspaper and we'd get Investor's Business Daily all the time. I think we still do. But that was, you know, that's how you looked up stocks. There was no CNBC with the ticker running at the bottom all the time. It just, that wasn't how things were done. And so the world's embrace of technology and the way the media and technology have changed pretty much how every business does business is amazing to me.
Yeah, and I find it amazing how quickly everything changed too, right? I mean, it was just a matter of 3 or 4 years and almost the process, and no matter what industry you're in, was completely changed because of technology, especially in the early 2000s, that it just kind of changed the face of how you look at everything you do on a day-to-day basis. And it's no different for you guys. So what technology specifically, I know for us and for me, I think the coolest thing that I've been able to use on a daily basis at work is like to be able to transfer files seamlessly, like big audio files or video files or whatever it is to somebody across the world in a matter of seconds through a couple different websites or platforms. So for you guys, what technology have you found to be the most important to you, either as an advisor or a business owner?
Okay, I'm going to take this as a business owner, not as an advisor, because the advisor software that I use, you can't get just to the general public. So, I mean, I could tell you about it, and it's really, really cool. And if you're a client of ours, you've seen it. I know you have. It's eMoney, and you should be logging in. but for the general public or the business owner, for me, it's QuickBooks.
Okay.
Because you need to know where you are. The reports, the budget to actual, the profit and loss, all those good reports are in QuickBooks. And it's nice to be able to just run that report and look at it and talk about, okay, here's what we have in our marketing budget for the year, and here's what we can do, and here's how we go, and here's, you know, maybe we're spending a little bit. As a business owner, especially starting this new business, that was the first thing I set up. Once I had a tax ID number, I set up my QuickBooks. Because to me, I needed to know where money was going out and what, when you start a new company, you want to know and you want to be able to track metrics. And QuickBooks was the easiest way for me to track the metrics. So, and the person that I learned a lot about that from is actually Mike Michalowicz. And we did a podcast, a little while ago, Dad and I both did, where we interviewed him about his book that just came out a little while ago. And so if you are a business owner or you are thinking about starting a business, I would highly recommend reading Michalowicz's book. Start with Profit First. Profit First is great and wonderful, and will help you tremendously.
Awesome. That's pretty good information. And good to see a little look behind the scenes for you guys and for you and your father at Estes Financial and just as business owners. It's a part we often overlook, but you know, it takes up so much of your time and it's a lot of work and a lot of effort put into that. So thank you for sharing some of that with us.
Oh, of course.
If you haven't got in touch with Bree or Tim, make sure you do so. 817-444-8402. Estes Financial Services, also online, estesfinancial.net. On social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all those places, that's where you can find your tax-free toolkit, which you offer for free.
Yes, that is where we can find our free ticking tax toolkit. And in it, what you find is you get the book that we wrote with our friend Dan, the Financial Flight Plan book, 7 Lessons to Save Your Retirement. You get a CD, which talks about the ticking tax time bomb, which most of us have. I'm really always shocked when somebody comes in and they don't have that problem, because I see it really, really commonly. And then our 2 special reports, the 5 risks that could destroy your retirement, and our tax special report as well, and also an investor awareness guide. So some information for just the average investor to think about. And the cool thing about the tax toolkit, the Ticking Tax Time Bomb toolkit, is that it applies no matter what stage you are in investing. If you're accumulating, you're working, you're saving, or you're getting close to retirement and you're starting to think about retirement, or if you're retired, there's something in there for everybody. And it values, if we valued it all out, it's a $97 value, but you get it for free for reaching out to us as a listener of the show and requesting it. So I highly recommend doing that, either visiting estesfinancial.net or giving us a call, 817-444-8402, or reaching out, and we'll get one in the mail to you. And I'd love to have your feedback. I'd love to know what you enjoy about it and what made the biggest impact on you and how your way of thinking.
It's a great resource and available for you at EstesFinancial.net, or connect with them, Estes Financial, on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
It's getting to know you time.
All right, time for one of my favorite segments. Even though I've only been with you a couple times, I've learned a lot from you, Bree, and this is why I'm looking forward to our getting to know you question today. And it's an interesting one, especially with the family like you have that has a lot of history. If you could pick one event in history, any time, any place, to be present for, what would you pick?
This is really hard. And I'm going with two different events that I'm having a hard time deciding between. The Titanic.
Ooh. You want to be on the boat.
I do. I want to be on the boat. Or the Chicago World's Fair.
Very neat. Why those two?
Why those two?
The boat seems a little concerning to me, but I guess you would be on...
The boat seems a little concerning to me. Well, if I could be on a boat nearby, I'd prefer that.
Okay.
So, but I don't think... There wasn't one. Both of these are... written about by one of my favorite authors, Eric Larson, who wrote a couple of fabulous books on... He's a historical fiction author, I think, is probably the best way to talk about Eric. But he wrote Devil in the White City, which is a novel about the 1893 World's Columbian Exposition in Chicago. And also mentions during that time period, it dovetails it. So it talks about the World's Fair, but it also talks about a serial killer that was running around Chicago and murdering people about the same time as the fair. And he pulls it in together. And so it's a fabulous read because you get the historical action of the historical side of it. And then you also get the true crime side of it. And H.H. Holmes was, in fact, a real person who was committing these real crimes and actually came to Fort Worth after Chicago and attempted to do the same thing in our fair city, but luckily was stopped. So that book is always just kind of the interesting thing about the World's Fair is always kind of talked. I really loved that. And then he wrote a book about Thunderstruck, which is about the invention of radio and Marconi. And I've always been interested in the way the radio and the telegraph, the gentlemen that were able to radio to the other boat on the Titanic, even though their radio was technically broken at the time and they were told not to use it, and they were able to fix it and get out that radio message that saved so many people's lives.
That's pretty cool.
So I just have a weird, I have a love of history. Military history was actually one of my minors in college. History, specifically military history. So I'm actually surprising myself by not picking a specific battle. But to me, those are two that I will stop and I will read anything and everything about those two events in history.
Very nice. And I found historical fiction recently. I've really enjoyed it as well. It's a pretty neat read. It's a very easy read, and it really kind of immerses you into the situation. And in that time period, it's pretty fun to be involved with that. So very good stuff, Bree. That has been getting to know you.
It's time for the mailbag. We want to hear from you.
All right, it's time now to answer your questions here on the Financial Flight Plan podcast. You can get those to us via Bree's website, estesfinancial.net, or you can contact them on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. All right, today's question comes from Emily. She is writing to us from Arlington. She says, how important are the letters that some financial advisors have after their name? I don't know what any of them mean.
Emily, thank you for being honest about that. If you look behind my name, it looks like alphabet soup. I admit it. They're there. There's a lot of different letters, and some of them are more important than others. We've got a few around here, and I'll just kind of touch on the ones that I have and some of the ones that Dad has.
Okay.
I'm not going to touch on them all, but I'll kind of touch on why they're important and why they should matter to you or shouldn't. The first one would be certified financial planners. That is a designation that we got by studying super, super hard and taking a, well, in my day, it was a 2-day test. I don't know what it is now, but taking a very thorough exam to make sure that we understood how to put together financial plans and all the things that you need to look at. There's a lot of financial advisors out there that say they do planning, but without having gone through the rigorous course and the testing and stuff, it's undetermined how good they actually are at it. Does that make sense? And really the gold standard is the CFP designation, the Certified Financial Planning designation. That's kind of the most commonly known one. Then the next one, and after my name, is CDFA, which is Certified Divorce Financial Analyst. And that is my newest designation. And the reason that I got it was I had I saw up close and personal watching some of our clients go through these painful divorces. And I knew that they needed an advocate, a financial advocate, because the last thing they wanted to think about was the money and their financial future and maybe what harm they were doing to themselves or their future by making emotional decisions in divorce. And so after watching that and trying to help the best I could, I formed Smart Financial Divorce, which was what we talked about earlier, which is its own company, to be a settlement facilitator, so I can help you figure out your settlement, or a financial neutral with two couples to try to neutrally go through the financials, or an advocate to sit there and hold your hand and walk you through the scariest time in your life and at least the financial aspects of it, and work with your attorney, work with a mediator if a mediator is involved, but be part of your team. So that is what that designation does. I've also taken tests and studied and all kinds of stuff to get that designation. And the third one that I have may or may not be important to you, Emily, but is important to a lot of people here in DFW and the Metroplex, is CHFEBC. I know, sounds silly. It's Chartered Federal Employee Benefit Consultant. And if you're not a federal employee, you don't know this, but their benefits are really, really complicated. And they don't have a lot of help figuring out their pensions, their life insurance, their version of a 401k called a TSP. It's very, very different. It's very complex. And they most likely don't have HR on site anymore. And so all these people have no idea what they're doing and how to pick their retirement. So that is something that we are experts in here, both Tim and I. Dad has one other designation that I think is really, really important and that I'm working on here soon, which is the accredited investment fiduciary. You may have heard the word fiduciary lately. It's kind of been a hot and betting word. Mm-hmm. But what it is Dad has been tested, and we both have a fiduciary standard because of our CFP anyway. But it's just an additional fiduciary standard that we hold ourselves to. And so the AIF is not as well known as the CFP, but it's also some good letters to have behind your name and something to look out for when you're looking for someone to work with. So the important thing to do is if you're trying to figure out what letters, you know, what do they mean, sit down and ask the financial advisor and ask them, you know, what goes into getting that designation or those letters and see what they tell you. It's important to know if someone's a good fit for you. For example, our work with federal employees, there's a lot of financial advisors that won't work with federal employees or will turn them away or will possibly give them terrible advice because they don't know the federal benefits system like I do. And so having a lot of federal employees like working with Tim and I, because we have that Chartered Federal Employee Benefit Consultant designation, they know we know what we're talking about. The other one is divorce. There are lots of people that will, as financial advisors, that will give advice on divorce matters, but they don't necessarily have the software or the tools that I do or the knowledge that I do to run different settlement scenarios and show you the long-term after-tax implications of some of your decisions. And that, if you're going through a divorce, that's massive. You want to know, after-tax, how is this going to affect me for the rest of my life? And so if you were in one of those two cases, you'd really want to look for somebody with those specific designation.
Yeah, I'm glad Emily wrote this question to us because I think the same thing. And there's probably a lot of people that are very curious or just not sure about what that means. But it seems like understanding those designations will help you kind of target who you want to work with and who might be best for you, correct?
Exactly. And ask questions.
Ask questions. And you can ask Bree questions or Father Tim. They're both at Estes Financial Services. You can reach them. You can call them at 817-444-8402. They're located in Fort Worth, but they're also online, estesfinancial.net, and on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. That's going to do it for us, Bree. Another episode of the Financial Flight Plan podcast is in the books. I appreciate the time today. I really enjoyed spending this time with you and learning more about your business.
This was awesome. And everybody go out and lead an abundant life.